Hi, I'm Doug Tribou with NPR's Only a Game. Before we get to Bill Littlefield's commentary for this week, here's what's coming up on this weekend's show. The Washington Wizards are in the NBA playoffs. That hasn't happened since 2008. We'll look at whether the Wizards can pull a rabbit out of the hat or mysteriously cut someone in half or some other magical cliche that works here. Also, Bill Littlefield will look back on the life of boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter, who was wrongly convicted of murder but later exonerated. He died on Sunday. Plus, we'll hear about a new documentary film called Fight Church that examines Christian ministries in the U.S. that use mixed martial arts as a tool to spread their message. And Bill will talk with the author of a new book about the rich and complex baseball culture in the Dominican Republic. In his commentary this week, Bill looks at an unusual piece of sports memorabilia that was once worn by an NHL player and is now up for sale. There's a whole industry built around buying and selling things once worn by strapping jocks, but Bill says there's at least one piece of gear that should stay out of sight and off the market.
I've often sat in ballparks wishing that a batted ball would find its way to me, and then as it began to fall, the fellow just in front of me would slide out of the way, and I would catch the ball, and all about would shout, "Hooray!" A shirt worn by a football guy can bring a hefty price. At auction, that is no surprise. Those football shirts are nice, and fans can wear those shirts around or hang them on the wall, and each will be a colorful delight to one and all. A hockey stick that's broken might not be a useful tool, but usefulness is not a crucial matter. As a rule, when rating souvenirs for popularity, it seems that uselessness does not diminish anybody's dreams. A hockey stick that's broken, signed by he who broke the stick, might well delight a child who's home in bed because he's sick. But there should be, I think, a line. Perhaps you will agree. The line is down below the waist, at least it is for me. So when I learned that eBay'd listed Tyler Seguin's cup, and it was not the sort of chalice out of which you sup, I found myself a good deal less than utterly enthused, especially as Seguin's cup was advertised as used. So sure, collect your baseball cards, obtain your shirts and hats, and wear your logoed sweatshirts, pile up all your broken bats, pursue for autographs each athlete, even if you're not completely sure of who he is who signed the thing you've got. But as for cups and underwear, I wonder, would you wear it? Or if you saw it hanging somewhere, really, could you bear it? A cup's a fine precaution for a player to embrace, but is it something that his biggest fans should ever chase? Amid collecting frenzy, all the hooting and the hollers, young Seguin's cup on eBay for $250. How brightly do the brains of those collectors lately glow? And have they finally gone too far, or have they gone too low?
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, visit onlyagame.org. Every week we publish the text and audio there. And a note to our listeners who are on Facebook and Twitter, we've recently changed our handles. If you already like and follow us, you'll still get our tweets and posts. But our new handle on Twitter is @onlyagamenpr. And our Facebook address is facebook.com/onlyagamenpr. That's onlyagamenpr. Thanks for listening.